Empty promises, Bala Blue, grammar, Bula Blue, wahala. On behalf of Nigerians, take our message to him. Kidnappers, they kill Nigerians. Sheyi, try travel by road without your security. Make you feel the pains of fellow Nigerians. You dey fly private jet. Insecurity no be your problem.
Sterreplaten extra.
Weird music isn't weird anymore. It's just music that exists.
Goedenavond en welkom bij Sterreplaten. We hebben vandaag een interview met Lia Irene Cole. Vorige week was ze te gast in de AB in Brussel. En we hebben haar kunnen interviewen voor haar concert. We gaan beginnen met deel 3. In de albumreeks Ghosting van een drietal van Orhan Bartci, Johan Berling en Andreas Werlin. Ghosting of Ghosted, deel 3, beter gezegd, komt op 29 augustus uit. Dus dat is nog wel zeker 2 maanden wachten. Net als de vorige albums is het volledig instrumentaal. En ja, deze eerste single, ja, een heel opgewekte stroom van microvariaties. Jek van Ghosted.
Thank you.
Ghosted met Jack. Ze brengen dus eind augustus hun derde album uit. Ghosted, deel 3, gaat er wat uitkomen op Drag City. Dan nog een Amerikaanse artiest, Jonathan Schenke. Die werkt eigenlijk al een hele tijd als producer, als studiotechnieker. Voor andere muzikanten heeft bijvoorbeeld eentje van Parquet Courts gedaan. Speelde ook in een aantal andere groepen, maar zijn album Passages is eigenlijk zijn debuut als solo-muzikant. Het gaat volgende week uitkomen. Ja, en het is eigenlijk ook zo een mengeling van elektroakoestisch met glooiende geluidslandschappen. De parallel hier is Jonathan Schenke. De Parallel van Jonathan Schenke van op het album Passages komt volgende week uit op het label No Gold. Zo dadelijk hebben we een interview met Lia Cole. Ze was vorige week te gast in de AB in Brussel. Ze kwam daar optreden samen met Whitney Johnson. Die hebben trouwens eerder dit jaar ook al een album uitgebracht samen. For Translucence heet het en het kwam uit op Drag City. We gaan luisteren naar een nummer en daarna krijg je een eerste stuk interview. Dit is 6566. En trouwens, in dat interview legt ze trouwens ook uit waarom alle nummers op het album For Translucence eigenlijk gewoon getallen zijn. Maar hier is dus 6566 van Lia Cole en Whitney Johnson. Lea Cole samen met Whitney Johnson met nummer 6566 van op hun album For Translucence kwam dus enkele maanden geleden uit op het Amerikaanse label Drag City. En dan interview met Lea Cole. Je kent haar, je hebt net haar muziek gehoord, dus is eigenlijk bekend als celliste, gebruikt ook vaak field recordings. En ze speelde dus vorige week in de AB, tweemaal zelfs. Eén keer samen met Whitney Johnson, ter gelegenheid van het album dat je daarnet hoorde, For Translucence. En beide speelden daarna ook iets later in de band van Macy Stewart. Macy Stewart, die daar dus ook optrad in de AB, trouwens... heel die avond georganiseerd door Sound in Motion. Heel tof concert. En we interviewden Lea Cole dus net na haar avondeten. Ze was blijkbaar Japanse boterhammen om de hoek bij de AB gaan eten. Om te beginnen vroegen we haar hoe lang ze al samenspeelt met Whitney Johnson.
I think since 2018. So yeah, it's been a long project. Of course, when you say that you've been doing for something for a long time, that can mean a lot of things. It meant that we... You know, twice a year we would play a duo show, but we always really enjoyed it, and it just took a while to actually make it into a record, which was a really nice process. I feel like so often you make a record and then you tour, or then you keep performing together, but we really took our time to kind of figure out what this was, and then we made a record.
And so what was the impetus? When did you get the feeling like, okay, now we're ready to record an album?
I think it just happened. I think we just like had some studio time and we're like, oh, this is the time.
Did you have some kind of concept or set idea of what you wanted to do?
A little bit. Whitney had these sine tone generators, like oscillators. And she plays viola in addition to synthesizers, and I play cello in addition to many other things. And the cello and the viola both have the same string tuning, C, G, D, A. So we chose to... play with these oscillators in drones that are the same tuning as our strings, to kind of like complement that, and also to highlight the shared tuning. So the basis of the album is these four drones. There's four compositions on the album that are based on these drones. And then when we perform it live, it's we do the same drones, but the improvisation that goes over it is always different. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a nice like combination of structure and improvisation.
I want to go a little bit back to the recording process. I know that Whitney prefers kind of a minimal setup with regards to recording. Was it also that way for Translucence?
No, I feel like we kind of brought everything in the kitchen sink. Like, because we didn't know, besides the drums, we didn't know what we were going to do. So, you know, I brought a radio, I brought my field recording device, like sampler. I think she brought a bunch of different synthesizers. So there's kind of more on the record than we'll play live in terms of instruments.
You've been performing with this new album since April. How has your live show evolved over those few weeks, a month?
It's been nice. And actually, we did a longer tour last June with this same material before the record came out. And it's funny, I almost want to make another record of the same material and see how it's... Because it really has evolved quite a bit.
In what way?
I would say we're more comfortable with the... Is it more comfortable? I think when you do the same thing, or at least the same structure, like things get deeper. And certain themes come back. But yeah, it's a... I don't know. There's just like a depth that comes from having done it so much.
Mm-hmm. You talked about bringing the radio to the recording studio. And the radio has also featured on a few of your albums before. What is it that appeals to you, specifically the sound of the radio?
A lot of things. I love radio static. I love, most of all, I love the unknown. I started working with radio in 2020. When I started also making music by myself, and I was really missing the experience of the experience that comes with a collaborator of not knowing what's going to happen. You know, like I was making music all by myself, just playing synthesizers and cello, and like with those instruments, you know what's going to happen. You know, I know that if I'm going to play this string, it's going to sound like this. But when you turn on the radio, anything could happen. You know, people could say anything. Or even the static is really wonderful. So I love the experience of having this kind of collaborative machine.
Have you ever considered doing a radio show since you're so interested in the medium?
I do think that the sort of performance situation of radio transmission is really interesting because you're in one space and then you're transmitting to a bunch of different spaces. I'm so interested in, I'm very interested in field recording and just the sounds of different spaces. So I think that the radio has a lot of possibility for like collaborations between the sounds that I'm making in my, wherever I'm transmitting from and the sounds that are happening in multiple spaces elsewhere. I've never like made a work that was for transmission, but I think it would be really wonderful.
Circling back to the album that you're going to perform tonight, for Translucence, there's four tracks on them and all of them are numbers. What's the idea behind that?
So the oscillators are playing two drones that are, Whitney would be better at answering this question, but they're binaural beats. So it's the frequencies of the two drones. The numbers correspond to the frequencies.
You always do, and then you stay up late.
Today I insult you in public, and tomorrow I say, Joe, how much shall I make out the check for? Because I'm sorry I insulted you yesterday. And the offer of
thank you.
Cape Daily Today van Lea Cole van op haar album The Ceiling Reposes kwam uit in 2023. Daar let in het eerste deel interview met Lea Cole hoorde haar vertellen over haar voorliefde voor radio. En ze gebruikt ook vaak field recordings, hoorde je ook net in het vorige nummer. Voor ons interview vroeg hoe ze daar eigenlijk in is ingerold, het gebruik van field recordings.
I think I got involved with field recordings before I knew that that was something to get involved in, if that makes sense. Like, you know, there's the voice memos on your phone, and I started taking recordings of things just because I thought they were interesting, and then I realized that that was something that people did, like, in a more formal way. I still mostly take recordings on my phone, because that's just what I have with me all the time. But, yeah, it's been really wonderful to realize that this thing that I already love has a community around it and a whole, like, musical framework around it. And yet, because I came to it without that framework, I think I've been able to find my own way of incorporating it with music, which I think is maybe not unique, but certainly my own.
Martin pointed me towards your Substack. He's been a subscriber for years. Maybe to start for the listeners, for those who haven't read it before, how would you describe it, your specific Substack?
Oh, I mean, it started just as an email list to my friends that I would send out monthly. And it was, at first it was just like, these are the shows I'm doing. And then I would also say hi and kind of what I'm thinking about. And then I started, when I started the Substack, I started also giving little recommendations. And for me, it's just a way of thinking about, like, what did I do this month that was wonderful or worth recommending to people? And I think because it started as a email for my friends, it kind of has maintained that vibe, even though now I think there's like 1,000 people who subscribe to it.
Yeah, like one of the things that's really funny is you mentioned that if somebody was looking for a veterinarian, we were reading that in Belgium, and it's very interesting. But what was it called?
You know, if you go to Chicago with your cat.
Yeah, with my cat.
But yeah, it just, because it started, yeah, it was like my friends, and I think my parents probably, I think both my parents are on it. But everyone else is like people in Chicago, and now I have to remember that, like, mostly it's not people in Chicago.
Well, at least there's let's say the travel part, and also the recipes are on there. So
yeah, I do a lot of recipes. You can tell when I've been traveling if it's more restaurants, because it'll be like, oh, I was in Charleston and I liked this one bar, and if I've been home, then it's like, I made this really good pasta.
Maybe that's a next endeavor, a cookbook or something.
Yeah, that would be fun.
One of the things that I found on your Substack is that you mentioned that you were working on a new solo project, and it was kind of like an appeal to the audience to send in their recordings of them whistling.
Yeah. So this is, I mean, this album isn't announced yet, and it's actually not even being mastered. It's not even done. But I'm working on, in response to an Ed Ruscha zine, which is called Various Small Fires and Milk. He made this series of different zines in the 60s. And this one is, I think it's 15 photos of fires. And when he says small fires, he literally means like a lighter or like a barbecue. Or it's very charming and very kind of like off the cuff. And one photo of a glass of milk.
Okay.
They have this zine in the Art Institute, and it just like really captured my imagination. And I was thinking about making a musical zine. Like, what is the sort of musical version of that form? And as I mentioned, I love field recording. I love field recordings of like very mundane things. So this is going to be various whistles, and I don't know what the milk is yet. I haven't figured out what the corollary to the milk is.
Did you get a lot of submissions, and how do you sift through all of them?
I have some. I still need a few. So so if you're listening and you want to send me a recording of you whistling, please do. I had about 5 recordings of whistles, and most of them are not me whistling. They're people that I heard whistling. There's a recording that I love of this person in the voting line in front of me. I was voting in the last presidential election, and it was this very like reverberant, I guess, government building, like sort of marble government building in downtown Chicago. And this guy, the guy in front of me, was whistling for a while. So I took this long recording of him whistling. So that was kind of the first one, and then I've been collecting them.
You are also releasing a new album pretty soon. That's an album you recorded together with Xander Raymond. I believe it's called In Transit.
Mm-hmm.
And going off of the blurb, it is about bus stops, train stations, those kinds of spaces.
Yeah. That was a theme that came kind of after we'd made the record. We realized that almost all of the field recordings on the record are kind of this transit spaces. I kept saying transitory spaces, but transitory actually means that the spaces will go away. So,
I mean, eventually they will.
But eventually they will, right? Maybe sooner than later. But yeah, Xander's a wonderful Chicago-based sound artist. He's also a visual artist. He makes really beautiful collages. And I feel like his sound practice is very much related to his visual practice. And I think it's kind of where we meet, this interest in collage and multiple sounds from different places on top of each other.
Are you also planning to tour with that album?
We don't have a tour planned, but it would be lovely to do that. Yeah, the label is based in Tours, and it's called Je ne sais quoi.
And how did you reach out to them, or did they find you? How did
we sent them the album. I have a friend in France who suggested that they would like the music, and yeah, they have a really cool catalog.
Thank you.
Leah Cole samen met Xander Raymond. Je hoort het nummer It's Lily Season. Dat is uit op het label Je ne sais quoi. En het album zelf heet In Transit. En het is sinds vandaag uit. Je hoorde het ook in het laatste stuk interview. Ze is eigenlijk nog altijd op zoek naar een paar opnames van mensen die fluiten. Dus als je je geroepen voelt, je kan het doorsturen. Ik denk dat je het via haar Substack kan terugvinden. En op Substack vind je haar onder de naam Leah Irene Cole, denk ik. Ja, en daarmee sluiten we ons hoofdstuk Leah Cole af. En we gaan naar James Holden samen met... Vaclav Zimpel, dat is dus de Britse producer James Holden langs de ene kant en de Poolse klarinetist Vaclav Zimpel langs de andere. Die hebben samen een album uit, The Universe Will Take Care of You, dat verschijnt op Border Community. Vandaar draaien we You Are Gods, Holden en Zimpel.
Thank you.
You Are Gods van Holden en Zimpel. James Holden en Vaclav Zimpel. Samen maakten ze het album The Universe Will Take Care of You. En dan Lara Pramuk, een van de hipster hypes van het moment. Haar album Hymnal, een soort van bevreemdende mix van flarde stem, die heel chaotisch tegen elkaar aangeplakt worden. Er zit ook een beetje klassiek bij en er is ook een soort van bubbelende ondertoon van pop. Het album Hymnal, een soort van verwijzing ook naar haar jeugd. Ze heeft vroeger in een kerkkoor gezongen. Van op het album is dit Rewild van Lara Pramuk.